Okay, good. Thank you, Peter. Well, as you might be aware, this decision to do with the integration of NEPAD into, if I may be specific, into structures and the processes of the African Union has actually been on the cards since the Second African Union Assembly in Maputo in July 2003. So there's a long history to this. As way back as 2003, when NEPAD was recognized as a program of the African Union, a program that's specifically directed towards development, poverty eradication, and sort of dialogue and negotiation between Africa and you know, the international community, it was recognized that, NEPAD had to become, you know, an arm and some kind of an implementing agency, or if you want to push it and stretch it, we could even say an organ of the African Union. Now, it's taken a long time for obvious reasons, some of them to do with political considerations of the continent, and some of them just to do with the way in which, you know, some of these decisions are done. You're talking about continental organizations such as the African Union. You're talking about NEPAD itself, which is a regional stroke continental body. So it's taken a long time to get to here. It's taken a long time to get all the various entities and stakeholders on board. But what it clearly shows is that as way back as 2003, this was on the card. And as of the last summit, which was in Addis Ababa, the 14th summit, you know, integration came full circle. And it's now been fully endorsed. NEPAD is an agency of the African Union.
Why the transformation from NEPAD Secretariat to basically a technical agency?
Good. It's a good question. And it's a bit of a tricky question to answer because it requires us to look inward into the time and context in which NEPAD came into play. As you might recall, NEPAD came up at a time when the OAU was going through this transition period into the African Union. NEPAD sort of preceded that. And the focus was starting to turn towards issues of economic development. Not to say that issues of politics were not of importance as such, but we'd had a long history of about 10, 20 years of, you know, let's face it, bad development policies and bad development plans. And it was clear that there was time and need for focus on economic issues. And it was felt that NEPAD as a program could push, you know, for things to do with the MDGs, the Millennium Development Goals. It could push for issues to do with corporate governance, economic governance, you know, all the areas where it was clearly thought that, you know, African countries were sort of not necessarily lagging as such, but these are areas that they could work on to improve and get to the takeoff stage in many ways that some countries were doing in Asia and maybe even Latin America. So the significance now is that even at that time, it wasn't very clear what there was a mandate, but it wasn't the Secretariat as an office, if we can put it that way, as an office of NEPAD. You know, there were some sectors that we could focus on, agriculture, education, health, infrastructure, and so on. But apart from facilitating and coordinating projects and maybe even providing advisory, playing an advisory role, it wasn't very clear what the mandate was. But fast forward, almost, you know, 10 years later, it is clear now that the agency has to focus on implementation. You know, you, Peter, and so many other people in civil society and the media constantly ask, what has NEPAD done? What has NEPAD delivered? And sometimes, because of the nature of the way the Secretariat was designed and structured to operate, sometimes it was actually difficult to answer those questions. And yet there was a lot that was happening on the ground, especially in terms of pushing for policy reforms, for instance, in terms of agriculture, pushing for 6% or 10% improvements in budgetary allocations and growth. But now the NPCA, the NEPAD Planning and Coordinating Agency, which is replacing the Secretariat, is very, very clearly focused on implementation. And, you know, we can go into the areas that have been pointed out as being of key interest. But the key thing, the significance of the NPCA and the significance of this transformation from simply being a secretariat, which, if you put it any other way, could be an office, is that now you have an agency that is geared towards implementation. It's going to take some time to work towards this, but the next 6 months after the next AU summit, it is very clear that this agency, which is replacing the secretariat, has to structure itself internally towards implementation.
Now, Andrew, NEPAD has come under intense criticism over what is called the governing structures and possibly the challenges and criticism that it faces currently. What can you tell me about that?
Well, the governance structure question is an important one. It's also an interesting one because I think it's one of the key questions that has had some people saying, oh, you know, NEPAD is now getting integrated into the African Union and, you know, what's going to happen to its reporting lines? Are we, if it's going to remain as a lean body stroke instrument that can actually get decisions done quickly, because by their very nature, continental organizations tend to be bureaucratic across the world, not just at the level of the African Union, and the decisions sometimes are slow. Actually, when you really look at the decision that was made at the summit, which was very clear, the heads of state were very, very clear on this. You know, and I was in these meeting rooms, and I was in the corridors, and I know what they said. The one thing they really wanted to maintain, and you know, we can list a couple of things actually, not just one. One, they wanted NEPA to maintain its corporate identity. Two, they wanted the governance structure in some ways to become even stronger, to keep NEPA lean in terms of decision making, so that you know we can carry on pushing and lobbying at the global level, without necessarily being constrained by certain sort of structures and drawbacks. But having said that, we are actually also then, in some ways, reporting to the African Union Commission through the chairperson of the AUC, who has been mandated to provide some kind of supervision over our work. The steering committee of NEPAD is going to remain there. It's one of the immediate areas or one of the immediate structures that we report to. It's very lean. It's got representatives of the, five heads of state, the founder member states of NEPAD. The NEPAD heads of state and government implementation committee now simply becomes the NEPAD heads of state and government orientation committee. And again, if you look at the structure, if you look at the way in which the agency, the NEPAD planning and coordinating agency, is now being directed, from where I'm seated, I shouldn't see any reason as to why, this agency shouldn't become stronger and even leaner and sort of firmer in terms of making key decisions. But having said that, one of the consequences, which is not a bad consequence, of being integrated into the African Union is that then the chairperson is mandated. The chairperson of the African Union Commission is mandated to provide supervisory authority over the agency. And as far as I'm concerned, frankly speaking, I don't think this will really change much in terms of decision-making, in terms of NEPAD, and even in terms of how we relates to some of our partners, our friends and our stakeholders in Africa and outside of Africa.
Let's look at financing for the agency now that it has been integrated into the African Union. How will financing be in this direction?
Well, as you might recall, one of the key things about NEPAD, the program itself, initially was that, NEPAD was allowed to have this room and this space in which it could operate with the private sector, regional economic communities, development partners, African governments themselves, and even voluntary contributions from inside Africa and from the diaspora, and you name it. And this really hasn't changed. That mandate hasn't changed. And one of the benefits about that is that actually allows NEPAD to push for financing into some areas that are not very, how can I put it, maybe not necessarily profitable or not necessarily attractive both to national governments and to the private sector. So that is going to remain, and that is going to carry on being a key mainstay of NEPAD. But there's some added value here. One of the consequences, again, which is not necessarily a bad one, I think it's a good consequence, of being integrated into the African Union structures and processes, one of the consequences of becoming a technical implementing agency of the African Union means that we are also open now to getting sources and financing from the African Union Commission.